Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We were talking in the break there about Ace Bailey. And look, you can play this game if you want. Apparently, he has not shown up to Utah for the Jazz. Is not reported basically after being drafted, which is the norm, right? And we don't know. That may happen later today. But as of right now, and early this morning, certainly it hadn't happened. And, Mike, you were talking to Day-Day about this. Tell our listeners what we were talking about.
First things first, you know, he wound up in McEachern. He grew up in Tennessee, and then he transferred as a freshman. So he's a local kid at Powder Springs. But I was asking Day-Day if you covered him in your high school travels. Day-Day does a lot of work with, you know, covering for radio and TV. So what was he like? What was the vibe?
I mean, he was a great kid, but I'll tell you this. This was after his junior year, the summer after his junior year, going into his senior year. And he already had a team around him then in terms of, you know, even, you know, wanting to do some interviews and things of that nature. So he's already kind of been in the situation of having people kind of placed around him to kind of, you know, start, you know, being, you know, getting him ready for what it was going to be.
Because he's got a one point, according to what I read just now, he's got a had a $1.6 million deal in NIL, Carl, from Rutgers. And he chose, because that's the thing, no disrespect to Rutgers, but over Kentucky, over Texas, all the blue chips, Kansas, and he winds up, you know, in Jersey. So it is kind of interesting. And then he also has a big connection with Nike. So Nike's already got their tentacles on him. So I don't know if he's going to try to leverage that relationship, but it is interesting because, you know, if you don't like the NBA, as I said to Carl before the break, you know, it's like, it's wrong with the sports. But then, you know, nowadays it's a new landscape. Could he actually go back to college, hone his skills, and then start the whole process all over, and the Jazz would get nothing? I'm sorry, Utah, not Jazz, but Utah, you know, would get zip because they have the rights for 1 year.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the plan. Look, we talked about this the other day when I said, you know, the money in college is great. It's not NBA money. It's not NFL money. And certainly the opportunities when you become a pro expand. I don't know what the mindset is here. And again, this is, to me, Mike, this is bad advice.
Yes.
This is whoever is in his ear and whoever is giving him the advice to – not do this, because here's what you should do, or at least this is how he should go about it, and that is, Mike, report, play the game, even if you don't want to be there, and then behind the scenes let it be known, but you hadn't played a game yet. We don't even know how good you're going to potentially be, and I just think I said this to Mike. For those who don't know, Danny Ainge is a gangster. Danny Ainge does not care about what he wants or what he thinks he deserves. Danny Ainge is the guy who trades people like that, and he's also a guy that has, speaking of fleeced, Mike, fleeced multiple teams in getting players in the NBA over the years because he's just ruthless. So I don't know if this is a situation that he's going to end up winning.
So again, if the NIL is worth 1.6 at Rutgers plus whatever Nike contract is, which could be substantial, according to the NBA website, right now the projections are $7.5 million for a fifth overall pick. And your first contract, a four-year rookie scale, would make $41.2 million.
He ain't getting that at Rutgers.
No. So, I mean, and the idea of the NBA is the sooner you start your NBA career, the sooner, if you're good, you get onto that the big money contract and so on and so on.
Yeah, which is why guys come out at 18, 19.
Right. There's the math on it because, again, McEachern kid, so just kind of curious how this plays and who's in his ear, as Day-Day said.
Bad advice, man, I think, at this point. Now, they could rectify this. Show up, apologize. Hey, you know what? We had a misunderstanding. But if he shows up with attitude, Mike, and like, you know, don't want to talk, then it's just not going to go well. Let me ask you guys a question. We had another Achilles injury last night.
Yep.
If you watch the Braves game, Griffin Canning worked 2 2/3 innings and suffered a left ankle injury. It was a non-contact injury. comes off the mound. Like, you've seen it enough now, sports fans, where you're like, ooh, that looks like an Achilles. You just felt like that.
Do you see the slow-mo of it, how the calf, like, there's a—
flexed.
I mean, the calf, it's like, it'll give you, like, the heebie-jeebies. But I said to Carl, this is the one guy I've been saying, hey, why do we pass on this dude? He hasn't been able to stay healthy. And for a guy that all of a sudden is having a great, having a career year with the Mets, you can imagine, like anybody else dealing with an Achilles, now you lost the season.
At least.
Lost a year.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal, though. We were talking about this the other day on Dukes and Bell. Hi, I'm Dukesy's Bell. And we said, what's going on in the NBA? And all of you guys, oh, you had 800 reasons. This is a Major League Baseball player. And we're seeing this more in baseball as well. We just happened to watch it because it was our Braves, right? That's the reason why we saw it. But Dame Lillard, Tatum, Halliburton, all in the playoffs this year. There were other players hurt in the regular season that we didn't pay attention to because, well, I wasn't watching. James Wiseman, DeJounte Murray got hurt with the Pelicans.
Right.
Isaiah Jackson, Drew Smith. There were tons of guys that had Achilles in the NBA, and we're all just like, yeah, it's no big deal. What is really going on here? And, Mike, when I said the other day, I think it's overusage, that they're playing all the time, they're pitching all the time, they're shooting. And
right.
This is another example. This kid's been trying to get there, Mike, and he finally gets his shot with the Mets, and he's pitching well, as you've alluded to, and then this freak thing happens. What is going on with all these Achilles injuries?
Yeah, man, and I don't know. I mean, in the old days, I used to work with Bo here in town. Bo Bach used to joke around me, you can never, Carl, underestimate the importance of a good stretch. And I don't know. And if Bo's listening, hey, man, I don't know. Because, you know, as you said, Griffin Canning, he's had a kind of a star-crossed career. He's dealt with a number of injuries over his career. And he was, you know, his ERA was over 5. That's, I think, why Alex Anthopoulos said thanks, but no thanks, after he traded Jorge Soler to the Angels to get him. But he's been on this amazing run. But, yeah, the players with basketball, it used to be, you know, you watch the Knicks. Like, for instance, you know, I grew up watching, like, those early 70s Knicks. Everybody was skinny. Nobody had muscle tone. I mean, the only guy that even remotely had muscle tone might have been Willis Reed or Walt Frazier. Even Pearl was kind of skinny. You know, Bill Bradley looked like
a regular dude.
Like literally like a dude who would sell insurance and play in a rec league. You know what I mean? Dave DeBuscher. I mean, all these guys smoked heaters. You know, I mean, it's like when you go back and you look at the old NFL, what those guys looked like. It's amazing. You know, you and I both interviewed the late, great Art Donovan, the book Fatso. And they talk about these guys sold appliances in the offseason and drank like they'd have to get in tremendous shape and take salt pills to make weight, you know, to play for the Colts in the old days. Now you almost wonder if they've taken physical training and the physiology and the body as far as it can go. You know, I mean, I'm at a loss. You asked for an explanation. It's almost like maybe we've taken the body as far as it can go and we've gone too far with it. We've run the rubber band too tight.
Adam Silver was asked this question draft night. Is the NBA paying attention to it? Look, MLB has its fair share of Achilles as well. And here's the deal. The motions are the same. We're talking about quick twitch movements.
Right.
Right? Balls hit. I got to move right or left. I'm coming off the mound. I got to react. That's part of this. Here's what Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, said about Achilles.
We are looking at it. And in fact, we had already convened a panel of experts before Tyrese's most recent Achilles rupture. So we had 7 this year. We had 0 last year under the exact same circumstances. And the most we've ever had in a season is 4. NFL has had a rash of Achilles issues as well. So the purpose of convening those experts is to try to figure out what's going on. You know, it's interesting. When we look back at the last 10 years, the majority of the Achilles injuries have happened before the All-Star break. Mm. So it's not clear it's the number of games. And as you know, modern NBA players, even when they're not playing games, sometimes in the summer, they're working harder than they are during the season when they're playing 3 games a week. They're often playing every day.
Again, the NBA signed this last year 76, not 6, not 7.6, $76 billion in TV contracts to NBC Peacock, to Amazon, to all these other parties, not to mention still with Disney, ABC, ESPN. You can't turn this basketball season into 60 games or 45 games.
Well, that's why I think he said what he said. It's like, oh, it has nothing to do with the games.
Because, you know, I mean, look, let's keep it real. The NBA has a problem with the perception that no one really hustles till after the All-Star break in the first place. That's why he had to come up with a stupid cockamamie in-season tournament to get people to watch around Christmas time. So, Yeah, they got a problem with this because, you know, the athletes are the greatest athletes in the world. They are the show. And when all your stars are dropping like flies, you know, what are you going to do about it? How do you fix it? Because what would any orthopedist say? Less wear and tear, right? Means less games, less work.
You guys remember when Kevin Durant had his Achilles?
Yeah.
And he also had a calf strain. And he tried to play through it because he was with Golden State. And everybody's like, oh, it's the playoffs. Same thing that Halliburton was dealing with. A knee bone connected to the everything, right?
Right.
I just feel like sometimes these injuries, these nagging injuries have led to some of this. But if you're asking me, I don't have an answer, which is why I'm asking you. The problem is, guys, it's going on all across sports, which tells us what exactly Adam Silver said. These guys are working sometimes year-round, all off-season. And, Mike, some of those workouts are tougher than some of the in-season stuff that they do trying to prepare their bodies. And that's kind of what I think. And I don't know where it stops because, again, everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses. If I don't work out like that, Mike, I feel like I'm missing out and I'm not going to be prepared for my season. Pitchers, right? Talk to starting pitchers, and I have. How they work out in the off-season to get their arms ready. Some guys take a couple of weeks off. They do. But a lot of these guys are pitching in January. They're starting to pitch.
That's why, you know, when we talk about baseball pitching and catchers report, and it's like, well, how many damn weeks do you need to get ready? You know, I told you, I've seen Japanese baseball in person. Those guys warm up. They get up like five times during the game. I've got some friends who wound up over in Japan, and it's amazing how they approach it. And guys are like, they're like total rubber arms. They can do it. But here in America, you know, we have kids, the over-specialization. Hell, we got kids getting Tommy John in high school. So it just kind of like, I don't know. It's what was the old phrase you and I used to joke around with, that old soundbite from some. Remember the dude called into our show about, like, I think it was 2015. I'll tell you, Carl, Mike, the players are too muscular.
Too muscular, yes.
So I don't know, man. Maybe they got to be lean, maybe a little more fat content. Less. I don't know, but we do have a breaking down problem with these athletes. You're right, and in the NBA. It's on the heels of this enormous TV package. So, man, there's some definite soul-searching and getting the medical experts, because the last thing anybody wants to do, especially when the Western Conference teams come east or vice versa, and it's happened to you and it's happened to me, well, more me more than you, but when you want to go see the star and he ain't playing.
Yeah.
You know, and look, and that's like the NBA, just like the NHL, you still want to be there. You want to be here, the guys talking. You want to be within, you know, earshot of the court if you can, or at least be in the building. And that's what drives the league. So, curious to see how Silver and his guys figure this one out.
Yeah, and by the way, the NFL's not immune, all right? But we're in, you know, we just finished basketball season. We're in the meat of the baseball season. These are the two sports right now that we're paying the most attention to. Hockey just ended, but this goes across the board. And I think, again, the reasoning has to go back to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Everybody trying to make sure that they're prepared in this offseason, these offseasons, and they do a lot of stuff. 404-726-0929. Just interesting that we saw it last night with an opponent and a pitcher going down. And I hate it for Griffin Cannon, because Mike's right. He was having a great season. I hate it, you know, not for the Mets. I want to beat them, but I hate it for the kid because he was pitching really well. And I thought he was going to give them a shot, Mike. He pitched two really good innings.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.